B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
Yeah, I don't work for the government because... This story would be me. This is the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9. People are saying that the TSA agents now in certain airports and stuff like that, they don't care and they're just like legit just blasting like hip hop and songs and stuff like that at the airport because they're not getting paid. They're not going to give you their full effort, we'll say. And that would 100% be me. If I wasn't doing this, I love what we do here and I take pride in this. So if it was a little bit of a shutdown, I'd still like come in and, you know, give it 100% every day. But don't give me like a job that I don't care about, a job that I don't have a passion for. I really have never had a real job. I mean, kind of. I worked at a McDonald's for a little bit. I worked in the kitchen in a hospital a little bit. And I was getting paid for those jobs. And I wasn't giving any effort. So don't, God forbid, they were going to tell me that I was going to get a paycheck. I used to, my first day working in the kitchen at a hospital, I destroyed a fryolator.
What?
Day one.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, Pebbles, you do it because you don't care about cleaning it. And you're supposed to only put a certain amount of whatever the cleaner was or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care. I dumped it in there.
You idiot.
It exploded one of the fryolators. It poured into another one and shut that one down temporarily. I don't know how. I'm not even going to say the hospital because I'm sure that while I was working there, a bunch of patients probably got sicker because I was in charge of cleaning the pots and pans. Ask me if I really went through procedure of the right way to clean. Man, I was like, scrub. You know how like when you like give something the once over before you toss it in the dishwasher? I gave it like a once over with my eyes and then I just tossed it in. I didn't care. And I was getting paid for that job. So now imagine doing a job like that.
Yeah,
who has a passion to work for TSA or something like that?
Well, it's a job where national security is at risk.
Doesn't matter.
So you're putting people in charge of like national security that don't give a crap.
Go ahead.
That's the scary part of it.
So go ahead. Go through, ma'am. Yeah. Go through, sir. Oh, you have a backpack? Go ahead. It's ticking. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you
see that video meme that's been going around Facebook? And it's like the TSA now since the government shutdown and the dude's literally just letting people walk by and touching them like once real quick. Like, okay, there you go.
I'd be high-fiving people.
Right. Like, okay, there you go.
Metal detector be going off.
Like, I can't.
They'd be like, they look at me, they'd get all nervous. I'd be like, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm just looking at my watch right now. I'd be like those people. You know, sometimes you go into whether it's a restaurant or something and you walk in and it's the worst thing because you walk in and the person attending you literally looks over at the person next to them and they're like, I'm out of here in 10 minutes. And you're like, damn it. I am going to get no effort right now. That's what I will be like.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.